is fantastic Friday. And it is fantastic because we have with us today Dr. Mark Crapo. He is a man of many hats that goes many places to do many things. He is extraordinary, and I can't wait to tell you all about him and introduce him to you. This is Delightful December. It is delightful because it is the time of the year for the most fun and festive holidays, a time to close out the year and attempt to do it with a bang, and a time to get ready to usher in the new year with a bang. And I promise you that today's show definitely will come to you with a bang. The chat room is now open. You can enter our chat room by logging into www.blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. Go to the profile in the center of the page and click on the green icon that says chat now and chat away. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow us on our Blog Talk Radio homepage. Click follow on the upper left side above my picture. You can find concrete home business opportunities on our blog, www.joycebarry.blogspot.com. You will also find our favorite poems and original articles there. Check out our website, www.joycebarry.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, with stimulating talk, news you can use, and wonderful ways to stay home, have fun, and make more money. Don't go anywhere. You really want to hear from our very special friend, our guest today, Dr. Mark Crapo, talk to you on sex. You heard that right, folks. Our first show ever, live radio on sex. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and later some great tips on having your very own home-based business, and we will be very specific today as to which home-based business we are highly recommending and endorsing. Our guest today, Dr. Mark, is on deck, and you do not want to miss hearing what he has to say. As always, we will kick off our show with Dr. Stan's daily attitude adjuster, and most of you know Dr. Stan as Dr. Breakthrough.
Watch out, world, here I come. This is Dr. Stan Breakthrough Harris. And here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow, what a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed, and I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
Gotta love it, folks. Gotta love it to get that energy up and to start your day off with a bang. So today, straight from the Coach's Corner, I found this poem by Vivian Ledley on the facts of life. How appropriate for today. The father smiled to see his child come running to his side. "Please tell me, Daddy, what is meant by that word sex," she cried. He looked aghast at the sweet girl. She was but 8 years old. Too young, he thought, and innocent to break this childhood mold. She should be playing with her dolls or other toys she had, instead of asking questions such as this one of her dad. With openness and honesty, an inborn family trait, this dad explained the facts of life quite candidly and straight. His discourse finished, thankfully. He kissed her on the cheek. No word she uttered all the while, but now began to speak. "I didn't think my question was a matter so complex, for Mom just said to tell you, lunch is ready in 2 seconds. I chose this because it brings to mind how often sex is so misunderstood. Women have sex to get love. Men show their love to get sex. Women often fake orgasms so as not to damage the male ego. Men actually believe that their women would never have to fake an orgasm. Just hear from Billy Crystal in the movie When Harry Met Sally, and then watch Meg Ryan do her thing to prove it right in the middle of a busy restaurant. Just like men won't stop in a car to ask for directions, so it is also true they won't stop and ask their women if they are on the right path or if they made too many wrong turns. Sex is very personal. What satisfies one person may not satisfy another. If you want to drive your partner crazy, pay very close attention to the green lights, the yellow lights, and the red lights." And that was live from the very sexy Coach's Corner in New York City. Dr. Mark, what did you think about the lesson from the Coach's Corner today?
I think that's so important. One of the things, you know, that you kind of touched on is the, you know, the importance of sex and how it often gets misunderstood. And I think when we look out at our history and, of course, just our existence here, it tells us that sex is one of the most important things in our lives because without it, none of us would be here. And yet it's also one of the things that most people are afraid to talk about.
Not only are they afraid to talk about, they're in denial about it. They sweep it under the rug. And I think it's such a great service that we're doing our listeners across the world today because we're going to give you whatever you wanted to know about sex, but we're too afraid to ask. So without further ado, let me tell you about my special guest today, Dr. Mark Crapo. Primary healthcare physician for over 25 years, is one with a versatile background in health through his credentials, educational degrees, and professional achievements. Dr. Mark graduated cum laude with a BS from Central Michigan University and a background in sports medicine, sex education, religion, and exercise physiology. Then earned his doctorate in oriental medicine from the California Acupuncture College. He has been the first in many accomplishments, including the first board-certified acupuncture physician to practice in the state of Michigan, as well as the first intern to be published in an international medical journal for his college research on childbirth. Asymmetry, Senior Vice President of Product Development, Technology, and Training. Dr. Moore contributes his profound knowledge of nutrition, going above and beyond to properly instruct the public on the benefits and appropriate use of Symmetry's products. He has shared his expertise through presentation DVDs, published articles, and seminars across the world. Dr. Mark is also an important member of Symmetry's TRAC, T-R-A-C, Technical Research and Advisory Committee team, helping to manage the formulation and production of Symmetry's product lines while ensuring it reflects the latest nutritional science and the most advanced science available. Dr. Mark is an advocate of holistic health care and has published a college textbook and accredited nutritional course, as well as many health articles on herbs, healing, and oriental medicine. Aside from his keen interest and specialty in herbal medicine, Dr. Mark is an avid practitioner of martial arts, overseeing several self-defense and martial arts schools in Michigan while teaching self-defense globally. He is the chief instructor of the Aikido Institute of Michigan with a 7th degree black belt in Aikido and is an inductee to the Christian Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Is it any wonder that I chose Dr. Mark Crapo to be our sexpert today in this very, very important field of sex? Dr. Mark, welcome, welcome to our show. I am so looking forward to this conversation because I am sure all of us have something to learn, including me. How are you today, Dr. Mark?
I'm great. It's a sunny day here in Michigan where I'm from. It's covered in snow, but we're warm inside.
Oh, wow. We didn't get any snow in New York yet. You've already got some snow coming down on the ground.
Lots.
Well, so two things I learned from that bio especially. One, with your 7th degree in black belt, I'm not going to mess with you. And two, I am clear that with your degree in sex education that you have much to offer our listeners. Why don't you start by telling our listeners about the story you heard from the TSA. We all have been following what's been happening with that. There's been major upsets around the country. Why don't you tell your story about it?
Well, it's not my story, but the story that I happen to see, and I'm sure many of you have also seen, is that recently, like maybe about a week ago, a gentleman was going through the San Francisco airport. This man was arrested because while he was being patted down, he had an orgasm. Now, the backstory on this is that the man is gay. He had multiple piercings in his genitalia. He also has a history of sexual dysfunction. And while some people may think the sexual dysfunction could be that, gee, he can't have an erection or an orgasm, it could also mean that he had premature ejaculation. And so he was being patted down because he went through the screener, the X-ray screener, and they happened to detect these piercings. And so he was being patted down with the man's hand inside his pants, feeling his piercings. And unfortunately for him, that led to arousal and an ejaculation. He was immediately thrown to the ground and arrested. And the TSA policy is that anybody that has an orgasm while they're being felt up will be arrested.
But my question is, isn't that something that, you know, can kind of just happen? I don't think that's a reason to arrest someone.
Well, his idea to have this done, he was, you know, kind of a victim here. This type of thing can be a very involuntary type of thing that happens. One of the fears that all men kind of have, particularly in their teens, is when they're going to the doctor and they're, you know, we're told you have to turn your head and cough. For maybe some of you that don't know what I'm talking about, they're looking for an inguinal hernia, and the doctor puts his hand up in the scrotum area, and they have you turn your head and cough, and teenage guys especially are very much afraid that when they do this, they're going to have an erection because that area is touched and it's very sensitive. And then, of course, many of them are afraid, oh, then the doctor's going to think I'm gay, which is, you know, something that they worry about if they're not gay. And even men, well, older men, have concerns about that. They also have concerns as they're going to the doctor for a prostate exam and they're going to have a digital rectal exam that particularly stimulating the prostate could lead to an erection. And of course, doctors know that that's normal.
Yeah, there's so many things that are normal and there's so many things that are subjective to one's opinion on what is normal in sex, wouldn't you say?
I was taught what is normal is kind of whatever happens to be normal for that person.
Right, exactly. So why don't I start off to sharpen up our listeners here. I have a sex trivia with questions and answers. I've discovered that our audience kind of enjoys trivia questions with the different shows. The most you can get on this test is 30 points, and I'll give you the value on each one. I'll ask you the question, and then I'll give you a chance to jot it down. So grab a pen and a pad, and then whenever I think there's something that might require some explaining, I will go to our sexpert today, Dr. Mark. So I found this quiz kind of interesting because it covered several areas, and it was something, you know, a popular, you know, conversation rather than textbook kind of knowledge. Okay, here we go for 2 points. Number one, how many erogenous zones are there on a woman's body? Take a moment to write it down. Your choices are 3, 5, 7, or 9. How many erogenous zones are there on a woman's body? You get 2 points if you get it correct. And the answer is 7. Dr. Mark, you want to tell us what those zones are for women that maybe only know 3 or 4 or 6?
Let me go through this, and I'm actually going to touch on maybe a couple more than 7. And so here's my answer, and there's no particular order here. So the first one would be inner thighs. And it turns out that the inner thighs are very sensitive to touching, stroking, or other sensation. Next would be behind the knees. There are a lot of nerve endings behind the knees, and maybe this could be an A and B. So behind the knees would be A, and B would be in the elbow crease. Same type of thing there, so it can be very sensitive. Next would be the buttocks or your buns. They don't have the nerve endings, but it can be very pleasurable to have those squeezed or touched. Next would be the nape of the neck. And just having some light sensation across that can stimulate some goosebumps. And you can experiment with, you know, hot breath or touching lightly or gently or rubbing your hair against it, different sensations for that. Ears are a sensitive, very sensitive area, although a lot of guys, particularly inexperienced because they've seen movies or something, they think they're going to blow on a woman's ear and they pretty much are you know, going to blow her across the room with what they're doing. It has to be very gentle in this area. And more than blowing, they'd probably want to have something whispered in their ear very lightly. For some people, feet, they like to have their feet touched and massaged. It can be an area that's often neglected, and so having the touch there can be unexpected. Next would be the wrists, and women know that when they put perfume on, they put them on their wrist area because of the pulse and the heat there. And this is an area that can be very sensitive and is often neglected. I'm sure some men don't realize women have wrists. And, of course, now we come to a couple that are much more commonly known or the first things people would think about, and that's the breasts. And, again, we have an A and a B here with the breasts as a whole. And many men sometimes don't know or don't explore the fact that the entire breast can be very sensitive, including the sides of the breast along the side of the body under the arm. You have to be careful so it's not a ticklish sensation, but the whole breast can be very sensitive. And then, of course, we go to the nipples. Everybody, I'm sure, understands the value of that. And then we have the vaginal and the clitoral area. And here I'd have to do an A, B, and C. So we have obviously the clitoris, which is probably one of the most sensitive areas in any man or woman for the number of nerve endings that are there. And sometimes men have to be reminded that because of that, they have to be very gentle with this. And then there's the vaginal lips and just the entrance to the vaginal area itself, which can be very, very sensitive. And then going in a little further, we would have the G-spot. So we have kind of ABC there. And then last on my list would be your lips. And sometimes men might not put the value that women do in just a kiss. And many women say it's that first kiss that kind of seals the deal for them. And so the kissing technique is all important. There's mine.
Wow, with that list, the answer was given as 7 with this quiz on Google. But with the ones that Dr. Mark mentioned, if you put a 9, I'll give you that one also. So I will change it. If you got a 7, I'll give you your 2 points. If you got a 9, I'll give you your 2 points. I just want to make one comment that I really believe one of the biggest illusions for men or misconceptions is that if they see a big-breasted woman, especially big-breasted, they think that because they're feeling around with the breast area that women are particularly sensitive, or that's where her nerve endings mostly are. And a woman can have any size breast and not be stimulated through the breast. It could be one of those other things on the list. But in my experience, that's the biggest misconception, is that men just assume that the breasts are one of the major ones for women. I'm not saying the all-important, because there is no particular order. We already established that everyone is different. But it is an illusion that just assuming that any one of them is it, when it may not necessarily be so. Question number 2 for 3 points. Can you receive the HIV virus from a person by having oral sex? For 3 points, the answer is no, never. Yes, but it's very unlikely. Or yes, always. Can you receive the HIV virus from a person by having oral sex? And the answer here is yes, but it's very unlikely. Any comment on that, Dr. Mark?
They have discovered the HIV/AIDS virus to be present in saliva. It is very, it's been very minute, and it's not always in all people that they've tested, but it is possible to be in saliva. And it would be much more likely to have the passing of this, if there was any open wounds or cuts or anything, obviously, so it's going to get into the body more. So always be protected.
So that's why the answer was yes, but it's very unlikely. 3 points on that one. Number 3, what is the most effective contraceptive? A, the condom. The pill is B. C, a coil, which is the IUD, intrauterine device, or coitus interruptus. So on that one, for 4 points, what is the answer on, I'm sorry, 2 points. 2 points on that. What would you choose, the condom, the pill, the IUD, the coil, or the coitus interruptus? I might be pronouncing that wrong, for 2 points. And the answer is the pill. Any comment on that, Dr. Mark?
Well, all of the methods have some effectiveness, although the coitus interruptus is the least likely to work, because it really relies, first of all, that the man's going to pull out. And secondly, even if you do and you haven't even had an ejaculation yet, you can still get somebody pregnant, because there could be sperm present in the Cowper's fluid, which is something that lubricates, and we can talk more about that later. But the pill and the IUD and diaphragm method and any of the barrier methods all have a over a 90% success rate when they're used properly. The pill has a higher one, but again, that's only if it's used properly. If you forget to take the pill, it doesn't work very well. If you don't put your condom on, it doesn't work very well.
Yes, that's very, that's, you are very funny, very, very funny man. Number four, in which sex position is the woman on top? Acrobat, missionary, leg glider, or drill? Acrobat, missionary, leg glider, or drill. You get 4 points on that one if you chose the acrobat position. That's a term I hadn't heard before. Is that a popular term?
Well, I don't know. I didn't learn a lot of names. The names that I learned were originally from some of the Indian stuff from the Kama Sutra when I was going to school. And the names they're using are giving, obviously, here more American names for this kind of thing. The acrobat position, they say that the way you get into it is from the cowboy rider or something like that, the bull rider. And that's basically the man is lying on his back. And the woman is sitting on his lap facing away from him, looking toward his feet. And so that's where she's riding the cowboy. And then she lies down so that it's kind of a reverse kind of missionary thing with the man on the bottom and the woman on top, but they're both facing up. And that's called the acrobat position.
And 4 points if you got that one right. Question number five for 3 points. Which oral technique is satisfying for women, most satisfying for women? Fellatio, cunnilingus, or coitus interruptus? 3 points on that one. And the answer is cunnilingus. I don't know, should we have you talk about that or should we move on?
Well, it was, you know, basically here, because we're using some words that some people may not be familiar with, the cunnilingus is oral sex, man giving to woman. The fellatio is woman giving to man. And coitus interruptus, again, is none of the above. It's the man pulling out before he has an orgasm.
Thank you for that explanation. I am sure that our listeners who have no idea about these terms really do appreciate it. Number six, that was 3 points on that last one. Number six, a man can have an orgasm without ejaculation. Is it true or false? 3 points if you noted that it was true. Now, Dr. Mark, how is that possible? How can a man have an orgasm without ejaculation?
This can happen to any man at some given time, which may be quite a shock to him and possibly his partner if they actually know. But it's something that men try to achieve in something from tantric yoga. And there's some practices that come from China in this. They believe that in this particular area, they believe that the men's semen has an energetic property to it, obviously because it gives life. And so they think that it would be better if a man so they do special exercises and training so that they learn to close off the duct, and the ejaculate as it's being released actually is turned and goes into the bladder instead of being released.
Very, very good explanation, because I don't think people would really know the answer to that one. It might be an educated guess, but that really would be a surprise. Okay, 3 points if you have that one right. Number seven, how many different types of orgasms can a woman have? One, two, or more than two? 2 points if you got more than two. You want to explain that, Dr. Mark?
The one that probably most people are familiar with would be the clitoral orgasm, and that's where having sex, particularly maybe in the missionary position, the clitoris is being stimulated, and so there's an orgasm. The other is an orgasm from the G-spot, and the G-spot is something that was discovered in the 1950s, and this is an area that's anywhere from 1 to 2 or even 3 inches inside the vaginal wall along the top front of that, and it's an area of nerve endings that would be in a man very similar thing is found in the prostate gland. And so that's where having this prostate exam for men can cause the stimulation involuntarily. So that would be the second one. And then the third that they usually talk about is a blended orgasm, where a woman could have those areas stimulated simultaneously, and they have an orgasm from both at the same time. But it's also reported that women just having their nipples stimulated can have an orgasm. And I've also known of cases where women just having their heads massaged can have an orgasm. So a lot depends on what the mental state of the person is, what areas they find particularly sensitive, and how it's being stimulated.
2 points if you had more than two. Number eight, semen released by men after ejaculation is healthy, true or false? You get 2 points if you answer true. Yeah, we seem to know that, but we don't know why it's healthy. Can you explain?
Do you mean healthy for the man to release it?
Yes, healthy for the man.
Well, the man is making, gosh, I think it's something like a half a trillion semen or sperm, actually, in his lifetime. And then this is being mixed with the seminal fluid in the ejaculate. And the release of that for the man, it triggers, if you're talking about the orgasmic release, is triggering all kinds of a hormonal cascade, which improves the immune system. And, of course, it releases all these beta endorphins, these feel-good chemicals, which is why a man often wants to fall asleep immediately afterwards. So it kind of makes everything in life much better.
Well, they say for women it's healthy in oral sex because it's protein. That's what we have heard, that it is protein,
well,
and therefore it's healthy for women.
That may be true, but the amount of ejaculate the average man has is like 1 to 2 teaspoons. And so, you know, if you're looking for protein, eat a steak.
Number nine, can you get pregnant from swallowing semen? This is only 1 point because I would imagine that you all pretty much know that the answer is no, you can't get pregnant from swallowing semen. So we don't need to ask Dr. Mark to explain that. Number 10, which of these statements is true for 5 points? You can get pregnant even if you've never had your period, women. You can get pregnant if you have sex while you have your period, ladies. Both are true. Neither is true. You will get 5 points if you say both are true. And that blew me away, to tell you the truth. I can't imagine how can a woman get pregnant if she's never had her period. Certainly we've been taught that from early on about, needing your period first to get pregnant. Can you possibly explain that one? If you've never had your period, how a woman can get pregnant?
Well, it is unlikely, but it's also possible that the woman is going to ovulate and before she has her very first period. It's possible that she'll have several times where she could be releasing an egg, but she's not shedding the lining of her uterus yet. It's also possible, of course, that this is the very first time where she's going to have her period, but she hasn't had it yet. And so she could be getting pregnant, you know, for the couple weeks prior to that very first period.
Oh, I see. So it's all in the timing. And the last question is, 5 points on that one, if you had it right. I can't imagine many of you had that one right. The last question, do men get erections only when they're turned on? You get 3 points if you get this one right, yes or no. Do men get erections only when they're turned on? And the answer is no for 3 points. I would need you to explain that one, Dr. Mark.
Well, we've kind of touched on this a couple times already where the young guys or even the any guy might be a little concerned about going to the doctor and having a prostate exam or being checked for hernia because he knows that area. All day long we go around, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but all day long we go around with our genitalia and our underwear covered by another pair of pants. It's not something that's generally touched, and it's certainly not touched by, unless you're going through TSA, it's not touched by other people. And so a man can be very afraid that just having some casual contact there, because it is so sensitive, could cause the penis to have an erection. And it's said that when a man is young, his penis will watch him shave every morning. But as he gets older, it watches us tie our shoes. And that has a lot to do with the change in hormones that happen. And generally speaking, younger guys will wake up with an erection every morning. And that's a normal thing.
That was really funny. I like that. Watch him shave or watch the shoes. Oh, my goodness. So that was a test, folks. The most you could have gotten on it was 30 points. That was the most. And trust me, anything you got is absolutely acceptable because it was a learning experience today. So now if you hear this test again, I'm sure your score will be much higher. And we really, really appreciate the explanations from our very own Dr. Mark. Really, really great job. When I think of, you know, sexuality, having sex, I think one of the first things that come to people's minds, how do I look? Oh, my God, I'm too heavy. I don't want him to see me naked. I better make sure all the lights are out. And that's really a major, major inhibition. And what we have, the one thing I want to share with you that really does work is we have a little pill with big results, and that is our very own diet magic pill. So are you someone that thinks about your concern about how you look? Do you sound like this lady?
Would you like to curb your appetite and lose weight? Would you believe there's a product that not only turns off your hunger switch, it also helps you lose weight, lose inches, and boost your energy? The product is Diet Magic, and it works like magic. Diet Magic is a simple little pill that works in so many powerful ways. Diet Magic helps control cravings, melts unwanted inches off your body, and improves your mood and energy. Diet Magic is safe and works fast with no jitters, no shakes, no adverse side effects, and no prescription required. Try a Diet Magic sample pack today and experience this phenomenal product for yourself by logging on to DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com. Diet Magic, the little pill with big results in appetite control, weight loss, and great energy. Order your Diet Magic sample pack right now online at DietMagicWow.com. DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com.
I know for me, the first week I lost 6 pounds, so far a total of 15. And, you know, we have so many reasons that we want to lose weight for our health, for our appearance. And certainly now we're adding the dimension of sexuality, feeling good enough about your body that it doesn't inhibit you in any way in the sexual arena. Dr. Mark, what else can you tell us about this little pill with big results, Diet Magic?
Well, a little more on that whole subject is the idea you talked about the women wanting to turn the lights out. And this is another area that men and women are very different, is men are actually very visual. And so we want to have the lights on, and women aren't. And part of that aren't is this body image thing. And the man obviously wants to be with you. That's why he's there. The problem is that if a woman doesn't feel good about herself, then things aren't going to be good. And so it's a man's job to help the woman feel good about herself. And, of course, Diet Magic is one of those things that can do that as well. For a woman, if she loses, you know, a pound, often that's a huge thing for her. So being better in tune with what your body image is going to improve your sexuality tremendously.
Yeah, and God, what you said is so true. You know, women definitely want the lights out, and men definitely do want the lights on. So that was a very, very important point. Another reason why Diet Magic is so magical is because the energy is up. And, you know, with sexuality, and you definitely need a lot of energy in sex. So wouldn't you say that, again, it's a real reason to go out and get your Diet Magic pills?
Oh, definitely. One of the first things that we find when people aren't getting enough sleep is they don't have enough energy. And one of the first things to go if you don't have enough energy is your sex life. And so having that extra boost of energy is very important. And it should also be noted that one of the major ingredients in Diet Magic, it's based on dark chocolate powder. And dark chocolate powder has an ingredient called phenylethylamine, which is usually abbreviated as PEA. And this is often called the molecule of love. And this is what's released when people initially fall in love and they get that dazed, goofy look on their face and they don't think about anything except the person they love. And they're not hungry. They don't eat. And that's what's in the diet magic that actually helps you fall in love with the diet magic pill.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. So, my goodness, there's more things to add on our list about why we should be taking it. Folks, if you were referred to this show by anyone that's involved with Diet Magic, please go back to the person who told you about this show. They directed you here because it's a great resource. You do want to go back to them. I want to say a special hi to Coham Baker in Jamaica. So all you folks that are listening out there in Jamaica, because Coham told you to, go back to Coham. He's a great guy, and we often communicate, and we're in different organizations. So go back to the person who told you about our show. Moving forward, Dr. Mark, what other products will enhance people's sex lives that Symmetry has available to them?
Well, first of all, almost anything can, because, it, again, you know, sex involves everything. The largest sex organ is the brain. Now, some people will say the largest sex organ is skin, and the most powerful sex organ is the brain. So anything that enhances your brain, your skin, or anything else is going to, in some way, impact your sex life. We do have a product that was made particularly for sexual activity, though, which is called Aphrodisia 136. This product is based, the same idea behind Viagra, which is the conversion of L-arginine into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide causes smooth muscle tissue relaxation, which allows this, whatever area is being relaxed, to then fill with blood. And so, of course, that helps with erectile things. And some people may not know it, but the woman's clitoris is analogous to the male penis, and that also fills with blood and has an erection and is greater stimulated from that. So there are things in the Aphrodisia 136 to affect the hormone levels, as well as increasing the blood flow to the genitalia so that it can have a more satisfying sexual experience. Having said that, though, I should also point out that Aphrodisia 136, because it increases the smooth muscle tissue relaxation and blood flow, it's really good for a headache. It's really good for, you know, a stiff neck or low back pain. But the headache thing is kind of interesting, because then if somebody says they have a headache, you can give them Aphrodisia 136. It's good for the headache, and it's good for what you wanted in the first place.
Well, I didn't even know that about the products that, you know, have those kind of benefits as well. So I really appreciate that this show is so educational, because certainly I know a lot of people that I have in my organization are learning this as well. And it's really good to know that. I know when I first started ordering products, all I was ordering was the Diet Magic. And then as I started really looking at the catalog, I ordered the water filter, which I really love. That was the next order. And now I order the skin things, the moisturizers. There's just so many things I love. And today I'm finding out all about the products that enhance one's sex life. Before we get back to that, let me ask you some more questions, Dr. Mark. It's not every day that we have a person of your caliber in so many areas, so well equipped to handle these questions. As I said, the kind of things you want to know about sex, but we're too afraid to ask. So what would you say is normal for frequency? Is there such a thing as normal?
Well, again, it's really important when talking about sex is that what's normal is what's normal for you, what feels good. I remember a couple being interviewed about this, and they both put down that they were dissatisfied with their sexual frequency, and so they agreed on that. And the man thought that he should be having more sex, and the woman thought they were having too much sex. So, you know, they have a problem there. Normal frequency is probably for a married couple that have been married for a while, not on their honeymoon, once or twice a week is normal, but once or twice a month is not uncommon.
And it's also different not only before and after marriage, but I'm sure it's very different being single versus being married, maybe about availability, maybe about newness and fantasy. So what are the differentiations, would you say, as in terms of frequency?
Well, obviously, you know, and this is part of the problem, if you will, when we start to talk about sex, is there's the human physiological function, but then we have a lot of social overlie and, of course, a lot of religious things come into this too, which is as it should be. But for many people, if you're single, the frequency should be, in their mind, zero. You shouldn't have sex outside of wedlock, period. And, of course, we know that's not necessarily the norm. Something in the neighborhood of, 45 to 65% of teenagers in America, they're losing their virginity between the ages of 17 and 19. And certainly we see cases that are obviously much younger than that happening, which at that age is certainly a problem. So, you know, the frequency prior to being, you know, married with kids, let's say, and which add a whole other dimension to the you're too tired to do anything, it's not uncommon for people to be having sex, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 times a week. And I've known people that have been married for several years, and they still have sex 3 times a day.
Wow. That's impressive. Does size matter?
Only in your head. If size matters to you, it matters. And that could be for a man or a woman. You know, if a man likes a woman with a very ample behind, the size of her behind is going to, you know, stimulate him in a certain way. And as far as, you know, a man's penis, again, if a woman wants something of a certain size, then that's what's going to stimulate her most. As far as physiologically what's needed to stimulate, the average length of a penis is between 5 and 6 inches. And, it, you know, 3 inches to 9 inches are kind of a range on that. And they all get the job done, but it, you know, is dependent, again, on what's in your head.
Is sex okay during a woman's period, and what about when she's pregnant?
During a woman's menstrual cycle, during her period, she actually may have orgasm more or more intensely or easier for a couple reasons. One, because she has a greater blood flow to the vaginal area, which is going to increase the stimulation. So it would be almost like taking a female Viagra or our Aphrodisia 136 to increase stimulation. And the other is that if she's menstruating, she may have no fear of getting pregnant. And that fear of possible pregnancy for some women is a big inhibitor if you can't really relax and let go. And during pregnancy, the same type of thing may go. Obviously, you're not worried about getting pregnant. You are, and so there's no concern there. There is a concern among some people about, you know, how long can you have sex, you know, during which trimester, that kind of thing. And the baby's very, very well protected, and so normal sexual activity right up almost until the time of delivery is not a problem.
Well, one of the problems, however, for a woman to have sex during her period, it's a lot messier, and it could turn, even more importantly, the guy off. The woman is used to knowing what it looks like and all of that, but it's messy. And do you think it turns men off, or do you think it gets them excited?
Yes. That depends on the man.
There's
obviously going to be guys that will be turned off, and there will be some that will be excited, and there's some that it won't matter to one way or the other. Certain precautions obviously need to be taken, like, you know, generally putting a towel or something down so that you're not going to be staining the bed sheets. And a woman can wear a diaphragm cap on the uterus, which will cut down on any flow so that it greatly reduces any menstrual flow.
Yeah, these questions and answers are really valuable to our listeners. I must tell you, Dr. Mark, I have gone back and forth into our chat room to see if there were any questions from our chat room. We have a lot of people in the chat room, but you've got them so mesmerized, I don't have one question for you from our chat room, not even one, because they are so intent. Usually I have questions, I have comments. I did get an email, however, that says that you have it, since you have a degree in sex, she wondered, is the sex degree measured in Fahrenheit or centigrade? And
that's
she
good.
Wants to know, what was your class rate ranking, your class ranking? Were you on the rating? Were you on the top or on the bottom in your class rating? And were you the professor's pet?
I graduated with honors, but I also have to tell you that when I was taking these classes, I actually took sex education classes in high school. I think probably our high school was one of the first ones to start teaching this. And my instructor was a priest. He had been an Episcopalian priest and then had studied sex education. So it was kind of unique coming from him. And then in college, my work was all book learning, I'm afraid. And one of my teachers, though, I was in the honors department. And so I had special, aside from the regular classes, I had special honors department classes. And the sex education classes, my teacher was a woman, and she was part of the astrophysics department. And so she was had a huge brain, and which she told us is the sex organ. Her and her husband co-taught the class. And one of the things that she taught us, she said it's very important that men understand that there's no such thing as a frigid woman. There's only inexperienced men. And so
I love it.
She taught us that it's really a man's job to find out how to turn a woman on. That unfortunately, men, we have an on and off button. And that button is pretty much anywhere a woman touches, that's the on button. For a woman, her off and on button is very small. It may only be a millimeter. And it moves. It's in a different place every day, and you have to find out where it is. And when a man's button is touched, a man is a microwave oven, instantly on. And for a woman, once you find those buttons and you push them, the woman has to warm up. You know, you got to preheat the oven. And so it's very important that men understand this. And so the best way, you know, maybe to make sure that you have a good time with your significant other this evening is that, you send her a text message at lunch and let her know what you're thinking. And you call her on the phone and say hi later or another text message later so that she knows that you're thinking about her in a special way throughout the day so that she's got a chance to warm up and be ready for you when you come through the door.
Oh, I so agree with everything you just said. And I'm thinking of all the people out there that are wishing that they look better, that they felt better, so they can hop right into bed after listening to all this. It might be stimulating even right now. So what are you wishing for?
I wish I could lose weight.
I wish I could turn off my hunger switch.
I wish I could get rid of my love handles.
You know what I wish for? An energy boost.
If you'd like to lose weight, lose inches, curb your appetite, and boost your energy, then it's time to stop wishing. It's time to put diet magic into your life. That's right, diet magic. Diet magic is a simple little pill that works in so many powerful ways, like controlling cravings, melting unwanted inches, and improving your mood and energy. Diet magic is safe and works fast, with no jitters, no shakes, no adverse side effects, and no prescription required. Try a diet magic trial pack today by logging on to DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com. Diet Magic, the little pill with big results in appetite control, weight loss, and great energy. Order your Diet Magic trial pack right now online at DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com.
Diet Magic, wow!
And once again, folks, if someone directed you to the show, we're always grateful to people who refer the show to other people. We will, after all, be number one in the world sooner than later. Back in the chat room, still no comments. However, we do have a caller that wants to speak to you. Go ahead, Bill.
I thought it was funny that Dr. Mark Crapo graduated cum laude.
I haven't heard that.
Well, it's been a long time.
But you have heard it, though, right?
Yes, but it's been years.
Okay. Well, I'm a word person, so I caught that one immediately. What happens if I call and I say, help, I have a four-hour erection?
Make sure you go to your doctor immediately. They're not kidding on those.
All my friends think that's the funniest thing we've ever heard about the 4-hour erection from Viagra or.
Right. And
any comment on that?
Yeah, if you have that, you really do need to go to a doctor because they have to extract the blood. Because if you have an erection that long, you're not having blood flow. It's trapped there. And so you're actually going to strangle, if you will, the penis because it's not getting oxygen flow. And it could die and fall off.
Wow. That is pretty awesome information. Bill just became a preferred customer just in the last couple of weeks. So, of course, he would be tuned in to see how Diet Magic can help him way beyond just losing some weight. Thank you for calling in, Bill. I have some other questions, and these are more on the fun side. What occurs, this is to our audience, think about this, what occurs more often in December than any other month? And the answer is conception. Dr. Mark, what is it there, celebrating the holidays?
Well, it could be certainly that you're celebrating the holidays and you're going to a Christmas party, and I wouldn't be surprised if alcohol happened to be involved. But we also, we're inside more because of usually the cold weather in the States. And so we have these indoor things happening and around the fireplace, and those can become very romantic.
And what do more women do in the bathroom than men? Well, the answer is wash their hands. Women, 80%, the poll say, and men, 55%. Why do you think that's so?
Are men more
in a hurry to get out of the bathroom?
My experience, by and large, is guys aren't as clean as women in the house or in any aspect of their lives.
Married men reveal that they do what twice as often as single men? Any guess on that before I say the answer? Married men reveal that they do what twice as often as single men? And the answer is change their underwear. And then the last one of this group, what stimulates 29 muscles and chemicals causing relaxation? Women seem to like it light and frequent, and men like it more strenuous. What stimulates 29 muscles and chemicals causing relaxation? Women seem to like it light and frequent, and men like it more strenuous. Dr. Mark, did you know that the answer was a kiss?
That's where we're talking about the lips and how important that is for particularly for women.
Yeah, Dr. Mark, do you have any other thoughts that you want to say? Because I have a couple of more jokes that I would end with, since I promised the show would be fun, light, educational, and entertaining. I just want to make sure that if there's anything else you wanted to say before I end on a few jokes.
Only that, again, sexual function is incredibly important to humans, touch and companionship, and that almost anything that enhances your well-being enhances that aspect of your life too. And that's really what symmetry is all about, is making you have a better life.
And would you just tell us again what products people should be looking for? Get your pencils out, folks, and jot these down. I wasn't even aware of some of the ones you just mentioned. So what were they again?
You certainly mentioned Diet Magic several times, and I talked about Aphrodisia 136 for both men and women. And then we have a male balance and a female balance, which can help balance hormonal system. And for women, if your libido is a little bit down, you may actually want to take male balance. It's not going to make you grow a beard, but it can help increase libido for women. And we have advanced omega. The omega fatty acids increase circulation. They cause vasodilation, which can enhance the sexual function. Genesis can be very helpful for that. And for some people, just getting on a good multivitamin is going to be important for overall functioning. And so ultra-vitality could be very important for many people.
Well, thank you so much. It was a great show. Just real quick, you know that look women get when they want sex? Me neither, says Steve Martin. Bisexuality immediately doubles your chances for a date on Saturday night, says Rodney Dangerfield. And this one from Coach Joy, sex is the most fun you can have without laughing. I really want to thank you, Dr. Mark. That was so great, gracious of you to give of your time, your energy. You're one of the busiest people I know, doing so many good things. You're a huge part of the Symmetry organizations. We love you. We appreciate you. I know we're going to do more shows like this one because there's just so much more to be said. And I appreciate you. I appreciate Symmetry. I appreciate the people that I work with, the upline, the downline, the whole organization, the offices, because they are all, you are simply the best.
You're simply-